Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Charla Comunitaria, and this is your host, Auri Ortiz. I'm here today with two wonderful ladies that I also want you to meet. And the first lady that I have in front of me is looking at me right now and smiling. Her name is Nadine Young, and she works with the ARC of Lehigh Valley, and she is the Senior Director, Marketing and Communication. And I also have the other young lady here next to me. Her name is Emma Ortiz, and she is Communication and Fundraising Manager for the ARC of the Lehigh Valley.
Yes.
And I just want to give you a warm welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Charla Comunitaria.
Gracias.
And before we proceed and learn so many things about the ARC that is so dear to my heart, I want to learn something more about you so people will also learn more about you, because people that have a good heart usually works in these organizations. So, Nadine.
Well, thank you very much for that kind introduction and that kind assessment. So I'm Nadine. I work for the ARC. I actually have just been working for them about a year. I actually left the private sector because I wanted something more meaningful and to really impact the community. And I found that at the ARC. We help people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And I could just say that the job has been so rewarding, and I'm so happy I found the ARC of the Lehigh and Northampton counties.
Can you tell me about yourself?
Sure. So I'm a mom of two. I am very happy. I'm a transplant to the Lehigh Valley, but I have found it very rewarding being here. There's a very great nonprofit sector here, and I just love what I do.
And it seems like it. Because you look so happy, and you're just so outgoing. Wow.
Well, thank you very much.
So much energy there.
I appreciate it. Leaving the private sector and really going to the nonprofit world, I was actually very nervous and very worried, to be honest with you, because that was the only life I really knew. And then just to go ahead and make that switch and to actually really be a part of the community just is very meaningful to me.
Yeah, and when you look around and you see a family, and we see progress that family, you know, among themselves, because when I have a son with a disability, so I know yes. that whatever affects my son affects my whole family.
Yes.
So to me, seeing you, you're seeing an angel, because those are the angels that come yes. and help us, you know, because all of us, we struggle with so many things.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
At the beginning, it was really hard for me. But then after that struggle, you know, people come and they
Absolutely.
Help you and they guide you.
Absolutely.
And that's you. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And my daughter has an IEP as well. And I saw how the difference in the different school systems and how we struggled in the one and she flourished in another. And I've seen the struggles that all these families are going through. And it's just so many families don't even know where to turn to. And that's where we fit in. But I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. And that's something a colleague of mine had said to me before. And it's true. And it's rewarding to go ahead and be able to help those families and just saying, you know, we're here for you. We're able to help you. And so many families are struggling. And it's a very good thing.
Yes. Thank you, Nadine. Emma Ortiz.
Hola,
¿cómo está? Tocaya mía con el apellido, ¿ok?
Okay.
No sé si eso se dice tocaya cuando se dice apellido, pero yo le digo que
somos
tocaya.
Somos familia.
Emma, tell me a little bit about yourself in English, a little, and then you tell me in Spanish okay. some more.
Okay. My name is Emma Ortiz. I am a mother of three adult children. They're adults. And four grandkids. I'm very happy and healthy. I have lived in the south side of Bethlehem pretty much all my life. So, you know, the area is very familiar. The ARC has been part of my family since I can remember. I do have family member that attended one of the programs, which has helped him be independent and have a fulfillment. You know, his life is fulfilled. He's living on his own. And so, you know, being part of just not the ARC, but everyone in the valley that, you know, looks towards, you know, people with disability and want to help them and want to, you know, be part of their lives is big for me, because I have family with disabilities. And so it's very dear to my heart, the mission that we carry and I carry with me every day.
Y cuando hablamos con las personas que hablan español, mm-hmm. algunas veces ellos no entienden que hay servicios mm-hmm. que ayudan a nuestros hijos que tienen discapacidades.
Sí.
Y yo no le digo discapacidad, digo una forma indirecta, ¿verdad?, de nosotros poder instruirlos y ayudarlos. Uh-huh. ¿Qué tú puedes decirme y qué podemos nosotros, el mensaje que podemos nosotros enviar a estas familias uh-huh. que creen que están solas?
Sí, es difícil entender especialmente en la escuela. El sistema de la escuela es bien difícil para la gente, para los individuos que tienen, you know, disabilities. Pero lo que yo digo es que la comunicación, hay que comunicar, hay que mandar el mensaje para que ellos sepan que hay servicio, que hay programas que pueden ayudar a su familia. Y por eso es que estamos aquí hoy, porque queremos darle, you know, los programas que tenemos disponibles. El mensaje es para que nos llamen. Y si no tenemos cómo ayudarlo, tenemos diferentes programas, también organizaciones en el Valley que puede ayudarlo. So, llámanos para nosotros ayudarlo. Y eso es ese es el primer paso que pueden coger, es comunicarse para entender y también educarse para que ellos también, porque cuando uno se educa, uno educa a los demás que están alrededor de uno. Y así se sabe, puedes ir a ARC o puedes ir a otro sitio. Pero es llamando y buscando la información que se necesita para ayudarlo.
Estos micrófonos van a estar siempre abiertos. Mm-hmm. Our microphones are going to be open for people to learn more mm-hmm. About families that have children with disabilities and what services and education programs are there for these families as well as their kids. So we're always going to have that. That's in my heart, and I think, como tú dijiste, es nuestra prioridad darle el mensaje uh-huh. que hay servicios y vamos a seguir repitiendo y repitiendo hasta que se sí. le mete en la cabecita a la gente, no está sola.
La educación uh-huh. es importante. Cuando uno educa a las demás, eso sigue con otras personas, ¿verdad? Si alguien sabe algo, va a decir, mira, yo conocí a esta persona que tiene los servicios que tú necesitas. Pero eso es hablando y tener la comunicación abierta todo el tiempo.
Y no tener miedo.
No.
Sí.
Because children with disabilities have rights.
Sí.
And families have rights.
Yes.
So you never fear to ask. Mm. And never fear to say, I think this should be the way my son should be able to be learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because who is the first teacher but the mother, you
yes.
know? So she has that influence that could help. And even when she get greater information, mm-hmm. she's a better helper for her.
Yes.
Yes.
But let's go into the nitty-gritty now of what is the ARC of the Lehigh Valley? Nadine, can you share the ARC's mission and the impact of your work
sure.
in the community?
I would love to. Thank you. It's really about the dedication that we have to the family for being both the advocate and to help make sure that that starts from the school system, whether or not it's, you know, during education. We also make sure that the support services are available. We go ahead and help with individuals with independent living, mm-hmm. fulfilling all their requirements that they have and their desires that they have. We want to make sure that we're empowering them to live their lives to the fullest, to be able to make sure that when they would like to be able to do something, whether it's to work or to be a contributor to the community, that we're making sure that it's individual first, that, mm-hmm. that we're making sure that they are getting the needs that they're met for both them and the families.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. Dime un poquito en español la misión.
Claro.
Emma.
La misión del ARC de los condados de Lehigh y Northampton, son dos condados que damos servicio, es para trabajar y empoderar a los individuos y también a la familia que tienen sus derechos, que tienen el servicio para mejorar su vida. No solamente de la persona con, you know, disability, pero también la familia que necesita entender, necesita la ayuda para poder salir adelante. También nuestro programa ayuda a eliminar barreras promueven la inclusión de la escuela, el trabajo y también la comunidad.
Es sumamente, yo no entiendo, algunas veces oigo personas decir, no encuentro ayuda. We have to keep on saying, yes, these programs are working, mm-hmm, and these programs are here to help. Mm-hmm. And you told me about some key services and programs that the ARC offered, right?
Yes.
So now, you offer free advocacy services. Can you explain how that helps families, especially in the school system?
Oh, ¿me puedo decir en español? Porque para mí es importante que, sí, sabemos que navegar el sistema escolar es un poquito complicado, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Especialmente para las familias con hijos que tienen discapacidad. Nuestro servicio gratuito de abogacía ayuda a los padres a entender sus derechos y trabajar con ellos, con el IEP, para que entiendan lo que se necesita para que su hijo pueda tener, lo que necesita en la escuela.
We hear a lot of IEP, and okay, no one thing that parents gets like, woo, sí, this is like this big document
and
that is
not,
just so scary, that IEP is like, woo. So what is it?
IEP es el plan educativo individualizado. Es para tu hijo, ¿verdad? Para tu hijo. So cuando hacen el IEP, es para decir, esto es lo que necesita, esto es lo que se va a necesitar para que ellos sigan en la escuela. Tienen un montón de información que sí, para algunos padres es mucho para leer, mucho para entender, y también poder, seguir en la batalla de sus derechos, ¿verdad? Pues entonces, el advocacy, ellos están ahí para ese proceso. Te enseñan el IEP, el proceso, van a reuniones de la escuela contigo. Ellos están ahí hasta que tu hijo tiene lo necesario para la escuela.
So IEP means Individual Education Plan. As an ex specialist.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I still remember that part, mm-hmm, because and it's so important because parents don't understand that. That's what, when you go into a classroom, that's what your child is going to be receiving, mm-hmm, as education. So, and they don't understand that they have the power to say and to have their opinion until changing some of those things. How you do that, Nadine? How you educate parents in that area?
The biggest thing is to go ahead and sit down and have a conversation with them about what their rights are and the fact that they have these documents in place to go ahead and help their child. And when that document is in place, the IEP, that we can go ahead and help them make sure that they are facilitating or making sure that they're all following through with all those items on the list. So the child can go ahead and get the best education possible and to help them with their learning and understanding and that they are progressing through the school system as well. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, a lot of individuals, a lot of children, especially in the school systems, I know the school systems are so overwhelmed, but we want to make sure that they have those best practices in place so they can go ahead and make sure they continue to go ahead and get the education that they need and mm-hmm deserve.
We have a lot to discover from the ARC program and services. So what I'm going to do, we're going to take a short pause and we're going to come back and we're going to go deep into also mentioning the program that you're going to have on May 8th. It's a gala.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be mentioning that.
Thank you.
And many other things that you're going to talk to us in a minute. So you're listening to Charla Comunitaria. We'll be back in a moment. Thank you.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Petey Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Aurea Ortiz, and I'm speaking here with two young ladies. Look at that, they go like, woo! And they're talking to us about the different services that the ARC offers, and I just want to know, what are some of those services, Emma?
Tenemos varios programas para apoyar a las personas y su familia. Ya hablamos de advocacy, ¿verdad? So entendemos eso, pero también ofrecemos el programa que es Agency with Choice. Agency with Choice que permite a las personas con IDD tener más control sobre su servicio. So, cuando están en ese programa, ellos deciden qué servicio quieren coger.
Okay, can you explain that in English for some?
Sure. Our Agency with Choice program offers individuals with IDD the choice and control over their services and support, also known as self-direction. Okay.
Good.
También tenemos Spark, que es un programa para adultos, actividades recreativas en la comunidad. Y nuestro programa más nuevo, que es el Next Step.
Vamos para el Next Step.
que ayuda a los jóvenes adultos a prepararse para la vida y el trabajo. Además, organizamos eventos exclusivos para unir la comunidad.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Next Step in English, let me, because it
was
beautiful.
The Next Step, sure. So, the adult program Spark, community-based recreational activities, in our newest program, which is Next Step. Which helps young adults transition into adulthood with essential life and job skills.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I share this because it is something that parents have been looking forward, like, you know, what will be of my son, mm-hmm. or my daughter when he or she finishes high school, then what?
Yes.
You know, so this next step, mm-hmm. now they have it.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about Next Step.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have a lot of inclusive events.
Yes,
and community engagement. Can you talk about it both? Nadine in English, Emma in Spanish. So everybody knows that there are inclusive events.
Sure. We just actually wrapped up our bowling event, which was mm-hmm. amazing. Last year was the first year that we had it. And last year we had one session. And this year we were actually able to provide two sessions of bowling. And it was inclusive. So it didn't matter if we had wheelchair access. Everybody went ahead and had a great time. We had bowling. We had prizes. We had food. We had snacks. It was a wonderful time. And it was really, really great because families didn't have to worry about, you know, if their son was having struggling with any kind of episode, or if they didn't want to bowl, or if they wanted to mm-hmm. bowl, anything was okay. Nobody was looking at them as if, what is wrong with your child? Okay. Because everybody's in the same boat. It was truly an inclusive event. Everybody felt comfortable. The community really turned out, and it was a wonderful event. We actually almost sold out both sessions, so mm-hmm. it was really, really wonderful.
Wow, amazing. Sí. Thank you for that.
Sí.
Emma.
Sí, tuvimos dos sesiones. Este fue en marzo que tenemos el bowling event, que participaron más de 200 personas y individuos. Y fue un evento que, viendo a la gente sentirse cómoda y sentirse como que estaba en el sitio apropiado, ¿verdad?, para sus hijos. Y
sin miedo.
Sin miedo de lo que pasara, ¿verdad? Y jugaron, you know, bowling, comieron, bailaron, se comunicaron. Esos eventos no solamente es para jugar, ¿verdad? Pero también para buscar amistad, ¿verdad?
Exacto.
Estar con otros padres que está pasando por lo mismo. Y entendernos y estar en comunidad. Y eso es lo que me gusta de los eventos que son inclusivos, es que la gente puede estar unida y entender a los demás porque saben y reconocen.
No están criticando a uno, ni están diciendo, mira, ¿qué hace ese muchacho?
Exacto.
No,
entienden.
Lo abrazan.
Sí.
Y dicen, o sea, ven en el otro muchacho su hijo.
Sí, exactamente. Es un amor viendo la comunidad estar junto y celebrarse, porque hay que celebrarlo el día, no importa si es marzo, estar unido, ¿verdad? y tener un buen tiempo es lo que nosotros queremos.
Hay mucha tristeza en este mundo. Sí. Y cuando tenemos un día de alegría, sí, ese día es especial.
Exacto.
Gracias por permitirle a estas familias tener ese día tan especial.
De nada.
Nosotros también queremos saber, yo sé que ustedes tienen, ¿verdad? Como todo non-profit, uh-huh, ustedes tienen, sí, que tener, buscar, hay personas que tienen que donar, uh-huh, porque todos estos servicios, aunque son gratuitos para las personas, cuestan dinero, uh-huh, ¿verdad? Porque hay profesionales y todas estas cosas. How can people help?
The biggest way that people can help is to become involved with the community, to help sponsor events, to come out and to actually participate in these events. We do a lot of different events. I know that we had mentioned the bowling, which is an inclusive event, mm-hmm, and we have our celebration event coming up. It's called One Step Forward event. It's a One Step Forward celebration event. It's coming up on May 8th. Come out, you support. We have auctions. Anything that you can do to actually be involved with the ARC, involved with the community events that we are a part of, you can go to our website. You can see the different events that are coming up. But we welcome the community. We want the community involved because that's how we're going to make big things happen for the community.
Where is this event going to take place? Like, ¿dónde va a estar? ¿Dónde va a ser este evento?
El nuevo evento, que es en mayo 8, mm-hmm, va a ser en DeSalle. Toda la información está en la página de web, the Arc of Lehigh, NewhamptonCounty.org. Y también llamándonos al 610-849-8076. Nos llaman, nos hacen la pregunta, mira, reconocí que tienen un evento y nosotros le podemos dar la información. También en las redes sociales. Yo pongo todo en las redes sociales. Así, si nos visitan en las redes sociales, va a ver todos los eventos que tenemos. Porque se llenan y rápido. Porque son eventos que la familia quiere participar. Es algo que pueden llevar a su hijo y estar bien y estar cómodo. So, si quieren estar en los eventos, síganos en Facebook.
The Arc of Lehigh Valley.
Yeah,
okay. Sí, so
yes,
your event is going to be at DeSales University.
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be on May 8th. Mm-hmm. At what time?
De 5 a 8.
From 5 to 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they could call what number?
610.
610.
849.
849.
8076.
8076.
Yes.
So this big event will help the Arc continue the wonderful work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, yeah, you know. You two guys are too much.
We love what we do.
Yes, we do.
That is the most important thing, because when you love what you do it well.
Yeah.
So I am so thankful for you to have taken your time and come here and talk to us about these events.
Gracias.
And I know that the community is going to be supporting them, and I am so blessed to have you here in our program and giving this information so valuable to so many families.
Yes.
Before we end, okay, with this wonderful pair of ladies here, I also want to give some information that I didn't give at the beginning because, you know, we always leave at the end. But I just had to say it because I want to thank our engineer, Jane Cipro. Let's give him a welcome. Woo! James, he won, and we won an award.
Okay.
Yes, congratulations. Very well deserved. Very well deserved.
Yes.
Excellent in Broadcasting Award. Okay.
That's awesome.
So let me just read, because I always forget these things. You know, to us, we serve. We are service, you know. But, you know, we have to say that this radio station give us that opportunity. WDIY 88.1 give us that opportunity to bring people together. So I just want to read this. I did this just now, but hey, it comes up. So we're delighted to announce that Charla Comunitaria has been honored with this prestigious 2025 PA the Excellent in Broadcasting Award for Outstanding Radio Public Affairs Program. This remarkable achievement is made possible by your unwavering support, you guys right here and everybody else, and we extend our heartfelt thank you.
Oh,
for both of you first here, and to everybody that has given their trust in us. Listen to Charla Comunitaria on the station that listens to you. Okay. WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio. As we continue to strive for excellence, we are thrilled to present two upcoming episodes of Charla Comunitaria that promise to be both engaging and informative. Mark your calendars and spread the word. Charla Comunitaria is dedicated to making meaningful impact in the Lehigh Valley. So, on April 24, 2025, from 6:30 p.m. to 7, we will feature Olga Negron, Executive Director of Governor's Advisory Commission, who will discuss the incredible initiatives led by Governor Josh Shapiro and the significance of the GACLA Commission. Topics will include the critical PA Real ID deadline of May 7th, mm-hmm. and its importance for anyone visiting federal buildings or traveling throughout the United States and Puerto Rico. In our next episode after, streaming on May 6, 2025, again, we'll spotlight a monumental event happening on May 8, 2025, the Arc of the Lehigh Valley, renowned for its invaluable contributions to our community, will hold its gala night at DeSales University. Supporting this event is vital, as all proceeds will benefit children, youth, and adults with disabilities and their families. Our inspiring guests here, Nadine Young and Emma Ortiz, will guide you to understanding the diverse programs and services aimed at educating, providing services, and assisting families with children, youth, and adults with disabilities throughout the Lehigh Valley. These two episodes, one streaming at 6:30 p.m. on April 24 and the other on May 6, 2025, are dedicated to the powerful impact that extraordinary individuals can have through their talent, voices, and hard work. Olga, Nadine, and Emma embody this spirit, tirelessly championing our Hispanic community in countless ways. Don't miss these episodes. Share them with everyone you know, and download our WDIY app or visit our website. Thank you for your support and for being part of Charla Comunitaria. This is your host, Audio Ortiz. Thank you.